Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
You don't have the information that would make it easy. You don't have the information that would make it simple for you and require very little friction in your life. Therefore, you claim you don't have the information, but you have the information. It's the inconvenience of it that makes people think that they don't have it.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook, 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying, 25 Conversation Starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint, Buy a Game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible, where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to occur. And on top of all this, you're going to become a go-getter, because I'm going to give you the personal initiative to move yourself to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today we are talking utilizing your resources, making the most of what you have, and why you're not doing it. Yeah, I'm going to give you a second to marinate on what I just said. Why you are not utilizing the resources that may be right there in front of you. Now, how do I know this? Why am I making this topic based on this premise, based on this assumption? If you ask anyone who has a goal, and that would be everyone who's listening to this podcast, if they have a goal that they want to reach that they haven't yet achieved yet, everybody says, yeah, I have some goals I want to reach that I haven't yet achieved yet. Why have you not achieved that goal? Almost everyone is going to blame, or they're going to point to the reason they have not yet achieved their goal. They're going to point it to some resource. Resource being, I don't have the money. I don't have the information. I don't know the right people. I haven't been to the right places. I have not made, I don't know which decision to make. I don't know which program to use. I don't know which method I should employ. People will point to their resources for why they haven't achieved what they want to achieve. But I'm here to tell you that the resources that you claim you need in order to get done what you want to get done are already available to you, but you have not been utilizing them. I'm going to tell you exactly why you haven't been utilizing those resources. Not because you're an idiot. It's not because you're dumb. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you don't know about the resources. I'm going to explain to you why you haven't been using them in some ways that maybe you haven't thought of before. There's going to be some things you haven't thought of before, because if everything I tell you is something that you thought of, actually, I'm going to tell you some things that you have thought of before also that for whatever reason you have not employed, because see, it's not about you all just getting all this brand new information that never occurred to you before. It's about you actually applying the information that has occurred to you and is a reason why you haven't applied it, and that's what we're going to talk about here today. Maybe you had not occurred to you why you haven't applied it. We're going to solve that issue, all right? That's what the Work on Your Game podcast is all about. We're going to resolve that issue of you not applying what you know. Point number one in today's topic is why you are not utilizing the resources that are in front of you. When it comes to money, let's address that one first, because I get this one as the biggest roadblock to action, the biggest roadblock to achievement that I hear from people. And I ask people, hey, why did you sign up for this product right here, but you didn't take the upgrade offer? Or why did you take this when it was free, but when we offered something even better that costs a little bit of money, why didn't you sign up for it? Or why didn't you do this? Or why didn't you take this action right here? Anytime in our sales process, we ask people, why didn't you take the bigger option that offered more value for a little bit more money, way more value than the extra money that you would have had to spend? Every single person, 99% of the time, the answer is always money. I don't want to spend that kind of money. I'm not used to spending that kind. You know, my family needs the money. I don't have that money right now. It's always something that has to do with money. People use money as the number one excuse for not achieving what they want to achieve 99% of the time. And I'm probably talking to you right now. Anything that you haven't done, money probably has something to do with it. But the reason why people use money as an excuse, this is the reason why they're not utilizing the resources in front of them, not because there's money that you didn't know about hidden in your sock drawer. Not because somebody offered you some money or there's some money in your bank account, you just haven't looked at your account so you didn't realize there was extra money. It's because people neglect to get creative. People neglect to get creative when it comes to money. When it comes to getting the things that you need or the things that you want or something that you're interested in when it comes to money, if you would just get creative, you could be more persuasive. You could be more of a salesperson when it came to things that cost or getting money yourself based on things that you're selling. You could probably get a whole lot more for yourself if you would just ask yourself some creative questions. What can I do to make this work? That's a simple one. What can we do to make this work? How can we barter this situation? Since money is something, I don't have the money, but how could I barter this situation? What could I give you that would make it worth it for you? How could I make this situation equitable? These are questions that anyone could ask. These are questions that maybe you've had asked of you, maybe questions that you've used at some point in your life before. I get asked these questions very rarely, and it doesn't necessarily mean that I would always say yes. It doesn't mean that I would always work something out. Sometimes it's like, look, you either got the money or you don't. But do you even make the offer? A lot of times people don't make the offer. A lot of times people don't get creative. They don't even try besides saying, well, I don't have the money. I don't have it. I'm broke right now. My family needs it right now. You know, I don't like to pay for something every single month. I like to pay for something one time. These are all excuses and reasons that people give me. Nobody ever says, well, I just don't like the product or I don't think it's good. That may be the real reason, but the good reason that people give is just money. They just say, well, I don't have it, and they just leave it at that. They never even try to take it to a next step. So circling this back to the main point that we're making here today, anything that you have not yet achieved and you believe money is in some way, shape, or form responsible for the fact that you have not yet achieved it, here's the follow-up question you ask yourself to that. How creative have I been in working around the money roadblock? Shall I say that question again? This is a question I want you to ask yourself today. And I think I'm talking to 98 out of every 100 people listening to this podcast. Here's the question. How creative have I been in working around my money roadblock? Because if you ask yourself that question, it may make you a little bit uncomfortable. And that's the point. Some of the things that I'm going to share with you here on this podcast, if you were to take them and apply them to yourself, it should make you uncomfortable. If it's not making you uncomfortable, this show is not a feel-good show. This is not an entertainment podcast. The purpose of this podcast is for you to examine yourself so we can help you maximize yourself. me and you together can help you maximize you. And if it doesn't make you uncomfortable, then you're probably not maximizing yourself. You're staying within that circle that we call the comfort zone, right? It's going to be uncomfortable to step outside of the comfort zone. So you got to ask yourself some questions that may make you uncomfortable, and the answers may make you uncomfortable. And the actions required because of those answers may also make you uncomfortable. But because you get comfortable dealing with that discomfort, you're able to expand that comfort zone, therefore expand your influence and expand your achievements. Are you willing to do that? That's a question that I cannot answer. Point number two. Today's topic is why you do not utilize the resources available to you. Information. In 2018, heading into 2019, I still get people telling me that they are not doing what they want to do or what they claim they want to do or what they say is one of their goals in life because they do not have the information. When someone's asking someone else to tell them, hey, what should I do or what can I do or I'm not sure where to begin, that is an information objection. I'm not doing what I want to do because of a lack of information. The thing is, it's not because the information is unavailable to people. Everybody who's listening to this knows how and where to get information if you needed it. If you really needed information, you can get it. Okay? So it's not the lack of information or a dearth of information that is causing people to not get what they want to get. Here's the thing about information. Here's the key thing is the inconvenience of the information. Now, when I say inconvenience, I don't mean the inconvenience of obtaining the information. I mean the inconvenience of what that information is telling you relative to your situation. Everybody following me? See, when I was working on a book, right, and the editor asked me, looking through the manuscript, the editor said to me, hey, put more stories in the book. Tell more about the stories. I might have a story in there and a little anecdote, and they say, well, flesh this out. This is an interesting story. It's very relevant. It'll work, and I think it'll help people who read the book. But, Dre, you got to flesh this out a little bit. Flesh this story out. Flesh this one out. Flesh this one out. I had a whole bunch of notes that said, flesh out this story. Tell more of this story. Take this part out, but tell more of this story right here. And replace this story about somebody else. Replace it with a story about you. Tell more about this and tell more about that. These were all very useful pieces of information, okay? Everything this editor was telling me, very useful piece of information, more specific takeaways to the points that you're making. All of this is very good, but all of it was highly inconvenient for me. All of this information was very inconvenient for me. Why? Because it was more work. Every piece of information I received, I was like, damn, I got to write that. Damn, I got to write that. Damn, I got to do that. It was a whole lot more work. I could see as I'm reading through these edits and suggestions from the editor, this is just more work that I'm going to have to do. That makes the information very inconvenient. Not useless, but inconvenient information. And this is the problem that people have with information. The resource of information is available. It's just that if you were to utilize that resource, it would make you uncomfortable because it is very inconvenient what it's telling you to do. You just don't want to do that work. I read a lot of books that are, I guess you could call self-help, whether they're business-based self-help, meaning help your business, personally based self-help. It could be fitness-based self-help. It's not that we don't have that information. I mean, how many books are coming out every day? I'm sure there's a stat out there. And I don't know how many books get published every single day. Self-publishing, major publisher, there's a lot of books that come out every single day. All the information is there. It's just some of that information is inconvenient because it would require you to do some work. It requires some effort from you. It requires a time investment, an attention, a focus, and an energy investment. Five forms of investment, episode number 609. And that's inconvenient for people. Therefore, they discard and neglect and ignore the information and then claim that they don't know what to do. Then claim that they don't have the information. No, you have the information. You just don't have that information that you want. You don't have the information that would make it easy. You don't have the information that would make it simple for you and require very little friction in your life. Therefore, you claim you don't have the information, but you have the information. It's the inconvenience of it that makes people think that they don't have it. And then when you can't simply ignore it, like we all do when the right info is right there in front of you, then you buckle down, you pull your sleeves up, and you get things done. So it's not that you don't have it. It's just that you're choosing to ignore it because it would push you out of your comfort zone, similar to what we talked about in point number one, getting uncomfortable. When you get comfortable being uncomfortable, that inconvenient information will move you to take action, even when you don't feel like it. That's what the third day is all about. If you don't know what the third day is, go to dreallday.com/third-day and you can read about it. Or just go to the homepage. You'll see it right there on the homepage. You can read about what the third day is. You should know by now, though.
Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question.
You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want. I know it is. You need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three, today's topic is why you are not utilizing the resources that are available to you. Point number three, people say people. I'm not doing what I want to do or I haven't achieved what I want to achieve because I don't have anybody. I had a basketball player write me an email the day that I'm recording this saying, hey, no, I really want to make it in basketball, but I don't have a trainer. Or I have athletes will say to me, I get one of these messages every few days. I haven't had anyone who has, you know, invested time in me to teach me how to play. Or I need somebody who can really show me the ropes. I need to work with somebody who's been there before. Basically, they're telling me that they need a human being to invest in them, time, energy, attention in them to teach them basketball or help them get a deal overseas or help them get with some college team or help them get a scholarship. They want another human being to invest in them, even though they're offering nothing in exchange for that investment. I'm using basketball as an example here, but people do this all the time. I want to build my business up, but I need somebody to show me how to do it. I need somebody to tell me what I'm doing wrong. I need somebody to look at my site and tell me this. I need someone to coach me. I need someone to motivate me. I need someone to do the back end stuff for me. I need someone to do the front end stuff for me. I need someone to help me write a speech. I need someone to show me how to design a website. I need someone to help me put together my e-commerce. I need someone to show me how to make products. People use this as an excuse all the time. I don't know the right. I want to be a coach, but I don't know anybody who's in the industry who can get my foot in the door. I don't know somebody who can get me into that workout. I don't know somebody who can get me on that team, or I don't know somebody who can get me into that mastermind. I don't know someone who can get me into that meeting. We use people as an excuse all the time. So let me tell you what's really going on when people say that I don't know the right person or people aren't helping me or I need a person in order for them to reach their goal as if that's the roadblock. There are several reasons. Reason A, fear of approaching and asking. Now, not everyone has this fear, but it's a fear that some people have. You know the person who could help you or you think you know who could help you and how they could help you, but you're just afraid of approaching that person and asking them for what you want to ask them for. Listen, understanding the people you want to talk to are often very easy to ask things of because so many people are afraid of approaching them. Just because they are so known or so achieved or for whatever reason they have a certain reputation, people are afraid of approaching them and making a real ask of them. Therefore, they are very available because nobody ever approaches them. That's what makes them approachable. I heard someone say, ladies, any ladies here who you would consider yourself to be a very attractive woman, you find that you probably get approached less than a woman who's less attractive than you simply because men are so intimidated to approach you. They approach someone who's a little bit on a lower level because they think they got a little bit of a better chance. Am I right or am I wrong? If I'm wrong about that, somebody email me, dre@dreallday.com or Instagram me @drebaldwin or Snapchat me and tell me I'm wrong. The more attractive woman is approached less than a less attractive woman simply because men are too intimidated to approach her. Tim Grover, who wrote the book Relentless, tells a story. He was Michael Jordan's trainer. He tells a story about how he became Michael Jordan's trainer. He read a story in the paper that said Michael Jordan was looking to get stronger. And Tim Grover figured the same thing that every other trainer had figured at that time, which was Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. He probably has a trainer. The fact was, though, Michael Jordan did not have a trainer. He was looking for a trainer, but nobody ever approached Michael Jordan because everybody assumed Michael Jordan had a trainer. But he didn't. Tim Grover was willing to approach Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan told Tim Grover, I'll give you 30 days to show me what you can do. And Tim Grover became Michael Jordan's trainer for the rest of his career. This was in the late 80s that Tim Grover approached him. He became Michael Jordan's trainer. I mean, he wrote his book based on the strength of, or he sold his book based on the strength of, hey, I'm Michael Jordan's old trainer. And then Kobe's and then Dwayne Wade's. But it was his training with Michael Jordan that made everybody else want to come to him. And it led to the rest of his career because he was willing to approach. A lot of people are just afraid to approach. B, reason B why people use people as an excuse, pride is a reason. People do not approach other people, or for whatever reason, people becomes the reason why they have not achieved at the level that they want to achieve. Because you don't want to hear what you think you might hear from that person, so you never go near it. There are people you would approach who could tell you exactly what you need to know about what you're trying to do, or exactly what you need to do, or what steps you need to take. But because what they're going to tell you, or maybe because you did approach them and they told you something, because it was very inconvenient for you, because it wasn't easy for you, because it would make you uncomfortable to actually follow what they said, you just ignored it and claimed you still don't have the information. I get people who come to me and ask me, well, Dre, you know, if I want to do this, what do I need to do? And I say, well, I got a page on my website with all that information. All you need to do is read everything and do something with everything that you read. And then the next day, they're back saying, well, nobody's told me what to do yet. I don't have the information yet. Why? Because the things that they read were uncomfortable for them. It was inconvenient for them. It requires some effort from them. It required an investment from them. And they're like, well, no, that's a little bit too hard. So I'm just going to say that I don't have the information yet. So let me find somebody else who will tell me something that's a little bit easier, a little bit more fun, that will make me feel good. Hey, nobody's told me the information yet. I need help. It is the pride that you don't want to hear what you heard or what you think you're going to hear, so you stay completely away from it. And there's a related reason to that. I'm going to give you reason C. Why people who have not achieved what they want to achieve use people as an excuse is ignorance. Ignorance means not to know. All right, doesn't mean dumb, doesn't mean stupid, doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means not to know, meaning you don't know how much someone else's help could help you, thus you never seek out the help. This person sitting right next to you or right across from you or right next door to you or working with you every single day, they can help you a whole lot if you would just open your mouth and ask for the help, but you don't do it because you don't know what you don't know. I know people talking about on a personal level off the internet. I know people who have podcasts, people who I've known since before I even had a podcast. There's some people I've known even before I had a YouTube channel who have podcasts, YouTube channels, blogs. They're speaking on stages, never reached out to me and say, Dre, you know, I'm starting a YouTube channel, or Dre, I'm starting a solo show podcast, or Dre, you know, I'm going to do my own event. I'm going to be speaking on stage, or Dre, you know, I have a blog, or Dre, you know, I'm doing this stuff on social media. Could you tell me what you've done or some best practices, or could you take a look at what I'm doing or listen to what I'm doing or watch what I've done so far and tell me how I can make it better? Tell me some things that I can do. Tell me some basics that I may not even know about that could help me out. And not to say that I'm the expert, best in the world guru at all these things that I do, but I know a lot more than them. Never reach out to me. Never call me. Never text me, never email me, never say, yo, Dre, I'm doing this thing, same thing that I know you do. And I know for a fact that they do it. And I know for a fact that they know that I do it, but they never reach out to me. They never ask me for the information. They never come to me. Now, this could be pride. It could be ignorance. It's a combination of both. Most of the time, it's a combination of both. Nobody ever asked me what steps they can take. And I'm like, wait, I've known you for how long? I know that you know I do this. I know that you're following this. I know we got a lot of mutual friends. I know you know how to get in touch with me if you wanted to, but why never reach out to me and ask me? I heard Rafer Alston. Some of y'all don't know who Rafer Alston is. Some of you may not even remember this thing called the M1 mixtape. Now, the M1 mixtape came out in the late 90s into the early 2000s. The M1 mixtape was basically YouTube and Instagram before YouTube and Instagram. And there was a guy named Rafer Alston on the M1 mixtape. And here's something I heard Rafer say once on the show. Because Rafer, actually, let me tell you a little bit more about him. He had a nickname called Skip to My Loop. And he was the star of the N1 mixtape. He basically took street ball and made it mainstream. All right. People in the suburbs, white kids in the suburbs, no offense to any white people listening to this or into basketball, didn't know what street ball was. People weren't talking about street ball in the mall. It wasn't a casual conversation thing. You had to be in the streets and you had to be from the cities where street ball is being played, to know anything about street ball. People weren't even calling it street ball. It was just playing ball. And we happened to be in the street. We were playing ball. Street ball became a thing, a brand, after the M1 mixtape. Rafer Alston was the star of the M1 mixtape. And Rafer Alston was not just a street ball star, though. He went and played college basketball. He went to some JUCOs. Then he went to Fresno State University. It was a D1 school. Same school as Paul George at Oklahoma City Thunder. Then he went to the NBA. Rafer played for the Milwaukee Bucks. He was on the Miami Heat. He played when Dwayne Wade was a rookie. He was Dwayne Wade's teammate. Played for the Houston Rockets with Tracy McGrady and Yao Ming. And I think a couple other teams. He was on the Orlando Magic, I believe, the year they went to the finals. He was on the Orlando Magic. Rafer Austin had a solid NBA career. But he still did the M1 mixtape sometimes in the summertime. And he was still, of course, cool with all the guys from the M1 mixtape. They all knew him. He knew them. Now, all these other guys on the M1 tape, they were famous through M1, but they were mostly playing street ball. They played in, some of them played some overseas, but not really. They had kind of dabbled in the overseas game, but mostly they played M1 mixtape. And M1 mixtape was paying these guys big salaries at one point. Because M1 was killing it in the basketball culture for many years. And some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. And many of these M1 mixtape players, they would be on the show, and you would hear them saying it on camera, saying, yo, I could play in the NBA. I could play just as good as this guy. If this dude could play in the NBA, I could play in the NBA. I'm just as good as these dudes in the league. Look at all these fans that we got. Look at these dunks that I'm doing. Look how well I'm playing in these games. We just as good as the guys in the NBA. And it was one year, a few of you will remember this, the N1 mixtape did a commercial where they were saying, how about we take the NBA All-Stars and bring them to the streets and had them play a game against the street ball All-Stars because we can beat them. They seriously believe they could beat the NBA All-Stars in a game. This is how much street ball was a thing at that point in time. And I'm telling you all that to tell you this. Rafer Austin, one day on the M1 mixtape show, this is after he had been in the NBA for several years, he was talking to the camera and he said, look, these guys are great guys. Many of them can play. They have talent. They have the talent to play somewhere even beyond what the M1 mixtape is. And look, I've done it. I came from playing ball on the streets and M1 mixtape, and now I'm here I am. I played D1 ball. I'm playing in the NBA. And sometimes he was sitting on the bench. Sometimes he was a starter, Rafer Austin. And he said, but here's the thing, though. This is an interesting thing Rafer Austin pointed out. None of these guys, the M1 mixtape players he was referring to, none of these guys ever come to me and say, hey, Skip, it was his nickname, Skip Tamago. Hey, Skip, what steps did you take to get to the NBA? Who did you talk to? What camps did you go to? If they played in college, you know, how'd you talk to the colleges? How'd you get a scholarship? How can you get into the league? How can I get a tryout? Who was your agent? Who are the people that I need to talk to? How can I make moves to do the same thing that you did? And Rafer was basically explaining, none of these guys ever came to him and asked him, hey, you see me, you know exactly what I've done. Why haven't you come to me and asked me these questions? And the main reason, if you had seen that episode, it might be on YouTube if you look it up. The main thing that I took from it, what Rafer was inferring and saying what he was saying, was that those other M1 mixtape guys just had too much pride to come to Rafer Austin and ask him. They had too much pride. They all thought they were just as good as him. Therefore, they wouldn't humble themselves enough to come to him and say, hey, what can I do to do what you did? Because at that point, their pride was at stake. And these are the guys, if you remember watching those shows, it was on ESPN, the M1 mixtape TV show. Every episode, you had dudes talking about how they could play in the league. I could do this. I could do this. Yo, a dude who played in the league is right here as part of your organization, right there next to you, but you won't ask him, but you're bragging every day about how you could play in the league. Pride was in the way. Ignorance was in the way. It was a little bit, I would say it's about 20% ignorance and about 80% pride. Now, back to what I was saying, I know people, and some of you are in this exact same situation where you have reached a certain level where there are people who look at you as a success, right? They look at you as a success. They want to do the same thing that you're doing, but they never call you. They never come to you. They never reach out to you and say, yo, how can I do that thing? How can I do it? What steps can I take? Can you give me some information? Can you help me out? Can you see what I've been doing to this point and tell me what I got right, what I got wrong? How can I do this better? They never come to you because of that. Why? Part of his ignorance, because maybe it never occurs to them. Maybe, again, maybe 20% of his ignorance, but 80% of it is pride. Maybe some of you are actually guilty of this right now. You know somebody who could help you, who could give you the information. It wouldn't cost you anything but your time and maybe a little bit of your pride you had to lay to the side, but you won't reach out. 20% ignorance, 80% pride. And some of you are the subject. Some of you are the Skip Tamalu, who nobody will come to you. And even though you know that they're trying to do it, they know that they're trying. And they know exactly who you are, but they won't reach out. This is when people use people as an excuse. I don't know anybody. I don't have the information. Nobody will help me out. Nobody will invest in me. Well, if you want somebody to invest in you, you got to invest in yourself first. That's the way it works, people. Maybe some of you know someone who's been using this people excuse. You need to have them listen to this episode. Don't take what I said and translate it for them. Have them listen to this episode. Let me tell them. Let them get it directly as I said it, exactly as I'm telling it to you right now. I'm asked sometimes, people ask me sometimes, Dre, who were your mentors coming up? Who were your mentors in basketball? same editor I was talking about asked me, well, Dre, talk a little bit about your mentors in basketball. Who gave you the information for what you had to do to go play overseas or building your brand or starting a podcast or your website and doing all this thing? Well, the problem with that is I didn't have any. I didn't have any mentor. I didn't have anybody who took me under their wing and said, yo, I see what you're doing, young bull. That's what we say in Philly where I'm from, young bull. I see what you're doing, young boy. I see what you're trying to do. I see where you're moving. I see the steps that you're taking. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. I'm a mentor you. Without saying it in so many words, I never had that. If I had, when I was coming up playing ball, let's say I had a cousin who played basketball, a cousin who was playing overseas, or a cousin who had played in the NBA, or an uncle who had done something, or somebody I knew older than me in my family who had a podcast, or somebody who I had grown up around, and I knew who they were, and I knew I could get in touch with them, and they were doing the things that I knew that I wanted to do. You kidding me how often I'd be calling that person's phone? How often I'd be texting them? How much I'd be knocking on their door, asking for the information, asking them to give me so much of their time? Are you kidding me? How much I would be soaking in every single thing they was doing? I was like, yo, tell me everything. I will take notes. I will write down every single thing you say. Is it okay if I record this conversation? Because I got to make sure I do everything that you say and follow everything that you put out. Anything you want to give me, I want to soak it in. If I had that person in my life, I would have took in everything. I would have been a sponge for that information. And I think even if only place you know me from is listening to this podcast, I think you could infer that I'm a sponge for information. There's no way I could give you everything that I'm giving you on this show every day if I wasn't taking in a lot of stuff. But it's interesting to me how many people that I know. I know these people personally, people that I see who I don't know online and people coming to me. And they don't take in the information. They ask for the information. I give it to them. I say, here it is. I'm giving it to you every day here on this podcast. Here it is. Every day on YouTube. Here it is. In my books. Here it is. In my blog. Every single day I'm giving this information. And people, for whatever reason, are claiming they don't have the information. Claiming they don't know the people. Claiming that they don't have this resource and that resource. The information is there. It's just people don't want to take it in because it's inconvenient. Because they're too prideful. Because they're too ignorant. And they don't want to take the steps to do whatever it is they're going to be told. This is why people are not utilizing their resources. It is not because they don't have it. It is because of all this other stuff that's in the way. You move all that other stuff out the way and people can get what they want to get. And if you're one of those people who has gotten what you want to get, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're nodding your head right now and you need to pass this episode to somebody else. Each one teach one. Pass this episode to somebody who needs to hear it. Because I know those of you who have reached some level of success, maybe you haven't gotten everything you wanted yet, but you've reached a level of success where there are people looking up to you and they want to do what you want to do, I guarantee you are thinking of some people who fit this exact description that I'm giving here today. I'm putting it on you. I'm giving it to you as a responsibility to pass in this episode. Let's recap today's topic, which is why you are not utilizing the resources in front of you, not the resources that you can't find, the resources that are right there in front of you, which usually people are using money, information, and people. Point number one, people use money as an excuse because they neglect to get creative. How can I make this work? How can I afford this? How can we work this out? If instead, they just say, well, I don't have it. Nothing I can do. They throw their hands up and they do nothing. Point number two, information. Information is always available. I think everybody knows that. People accept that now. But it's when the information is inconvenient that people choose to ignore it. People choose to say, well, that information is not going to work. I don't know what to do with that. I can't do it. The information is just inconvenient. It's not that they can't. It's just they choose not to. Working on anything. When people give you the information that is inconvenient or pushes you out of your comfort zone, people sometimes just turn a blind eye to it and act like they never saw it in the first place, then claim that they never had the information. Now, we could put that on your tombstone. I would have been successful, but I never had the information. Point number three, and people use people as an excuse. I don't know anybody. Nobody's invested in me. Nobody will help me out. Nobody takes me under their wing. Three reasons why. A, fear of approaching people and asking. B, pride. You don't want to hear what you think you might hear from that person, so you ignore it or you stay away from it. Or C, ignorance. You don't know how much someone could help you. Thus, you never seek out the information. And all of you know, those of you who have reached, again, any level of success in what you do, you know somebody who is trying to do it, knows who you are, but never reaches out to you and asks for the information because they're too prideful or they're too ignorant. Usually it's mostly pride, a little bit of ignorance. I don't know what we can do about that. Maybe that'll be the next episode of this podcast. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now.
Let's get to it. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.